This is the St. Mary Ann Cope Parish Podcast. Thanks for joining us. St. Mary Ann Cope Parish is the community of Catholic believers from Lakeland and Solvay, New York, located in Syracuse. Our podcast is here to help encourage and edify you in your faith.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. He went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I smile inside every time I think of my old friend Sarah. Sarah was kind of a cantankerous older lady who was very generous in many ways and did a lot of wonderful things, but sometimes her mouth got in the way of the good things that she did. And Sarah was very outspoken about some things. And one day there came up the subject about an evangelical group that was located near our parish at the time, and Sarah blurted out, "These people are crazy. They think that God is going to just do everything." Well, I think I looked at Sarah and maybe under my breath said, "Well, isn't he?" And of course, Sarah was probably exclaiming the opposite message from these scriptures that you heard today. But she's very typical of many people who have developed such a pragmatic view of the world, such a secular view of the world, such a godless view of the world, that they do not see God's providence or his work in the everydayness of their lives. We have this passage from the second book of Kings where we are interacting with the prophet Elisha. And Elisha is a man of God, and he is in communion with God and speaking for God. And we have, of course, the secular people, the people who doubt God's providence, and they're in a situation and they don't know what to do. There are 100 people and they need to eat. And of course, there was nowhere nearby to get food. So what do? Well, the man of God, Elisha, says to them, let's trust in God. Let's give up our obsessive need to control everything, and let's trust God. And Elisha insists, give it to the people to eat. 20 barley loaves. Now, when we're talking about loaves, we're not talking about loaves of bread as you think of loaves of bread. We're talking about probably like 20 rolls. And obviously 20 rolls would not feed 100 people. But in this case, when the holy man of God insisted that God be in charge, the people ate and were satisfied. Because who was in charge? These people, these cynics? No. God was in charge. In the passage from John's Gospel, we also have a situation that for the ancient peoples would have been impossible, would have been a source of high anxiety, would have been a source of consternation. Large crowds of people were following Jesus. And that meant there were a lot of tourists in town because it was near Passover. And of course, the Jews every year would make pilgrimage to the city to celebrate Passover. And so they're following Jesus. They would come on their pilgrimages and they would want to attach themselves to groups of rabbis and those who were teaching and would help them and lead them to celebrate the Passover. Remember, Judaism wasn't as much an institutional religion as the Catholic Church is or some other denominations, but rather it was more of a cultural religion. So people would come to the city and they would attach themselves to a particular rabbi who would be teaching. And so they attach themselves to Jesus, who is an itinerant rabbi, and they're following him, and they follow him across the Sea of Galilee. And of course, the Sea of Galilee is not a deep sea, and therefore it is very much subject to wind currents and those things that would make it almost impossible to get back at a certain time. You'd have to wait until the sea calmed down. And so they knew that these people were, in a sense, stranded, and they would be stranded for a long time, and they would need to eat. Well, of course, we have the providence and the mercy of God. Jesus looks at them, and he knows what he's going to do. But, of course, he's got to get those disciples to buy in. And so he says to Philip,
where can we buy food for these people? And Philip, of course, is the cynic. He's the guy who, you know, if you want to do something, don't ask Philip, because Philip will always give you the reasons why you shouldn't do it and can't do it. And, you know, those people are tough to live with, you know? And so Philip, you know, says to him, hey, not even with 200 days wages could we feed these people. And then we have Andrew, who enters the conversation, and Andrew's the brother of Simon Peter. And of course, the scriptures always use that identification for Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. Scripture scholars don't always know why that gets mentioned every time Andrew's name is mentioned in the Gospels. And so Andrew, of course, is going to give an answer, but the reaction of the crowd would be to laugh at him, because Andrew is going to say, there's a boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. So if you have no faith, you're going to say, what's he, an idiot? How can we feed all these people, 5,000 men and women and children, how can we feed them with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish? But if you have faith and you understand Jewish numerology, you're going to understand that the number five, is symbolic of grace, and 2 is the symbol of the contrast between the natural and the supernatural. So what do we have here? We have grace and this question of the supernatural God working on the natural. Now, for us as Catholic Christians, one of the most important theological principles is that grace transforms and perfects nature. Grace transforms and perfects nature. That's the relationship between the natural and the supernatural. The supernatural transforms and perfects. So, here we have set up for us this will of God, this desire of God to rescue this situation, to save these people. Now, the people are here for Passover. What's Passover? Passover is the annual celebration of how God spared his people from death, how he spared his people from the ravage of the angel of death. So this is all about how God's providence rescues his people. And so Jesus takes the loaves and the fish, and what's he do? He looks up to heaven. Why does he look up to heaven? Because he wants to show us that anything good that happens, anytime that nature is transformed or perfected, it's because God does it, not us. It's because God does it. And so he thanks God. It's a Eucharistic symbolism. He thanks God, and then they pass out the food, and everybody eats, and everybody is satisfied. Yes, an incredible miracle. But God can do anything, and God perfects nature. God transforms nature. And that's what this miracle is all about. And then, after everyone has eaten, they gather up what's left over. And again, there's a numerological significance here. They fill 12 wicker baskets. 12 is the sum of 5 and 7. So, 5, grace. 7, the perfection, the completeness of God. So, we have grace and God, God's presence, and that's even left over. Just as when we receive the Eucharist, it's not just that moment that we receive it, but that communion with Christ should last and transform us and motivate us out into the world as Christians. And Jesus retreats because they were maybe looking for entertainment. They were looking for sensationalism, and they would have carried him off and made him a king because they thought that the king would solve all their problems. When who will really rescue us? God, and God alone. And so Jesus retreats, and hopefully that day, after all those people ate, they realized that God is their master, God is the giver of all good gifts, and that without God, we could be nothing. And hopefully, in our hearing of these stories of the prophet and of Jesus, we too might reconfirm our total reliance on God's generous and merciful providence.
Thanks for joining us on the St. Mary Ann Cope Parish Podcast. If you have questions about St. Mary Ann Cope Parish, our locations, or any of our ministries, visit us online at stmaryanncope.org.